This is an Aero News Touch and Go for April 28, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. On Friday, the Senate Finance and Commerce Committees ended a seven-month squabble and reached agreement on a common bill to fund the FAA for the next 4 years. According to numerous news reports, the bill maintains a 65% increase on fuel taxes for business jet operators to fund upgrades to the nation's air traffic control system. That tax would jump from 21.8 cents to 36 cents per gallon. The compromise bill does not include a $25 per trip user fee originally proposed for turbine-powered aircraft on IFR flight plans. The Air Transport Association and general aviation advocacy groups have endorsed the compromise, and Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid is guiding the bill to a vote later in the week. The FBI is helping local authorities in Lakeland, Florida, investigate the kidnapping of the 26-year-old son of a Toledo, Ohio businessman from the local airport. The Tampa Tribune reports 26-year-old Robert Wiles was last seen at 6:30 p.m. April 1st at his workplace at Lakeland Linder Regional Airport. Wiles is the son of Thomas Wiles, owner of Toledo-based National Flight Services. Robert is the business development manager at the company's branch at Lakeland Linder. Dave Couvertier, spokesman for the FBI office in Tampa, told CNN, quote, "They were sent a ransom note. A threat was made. His parents were told to follow directions, but they heard nothing back," unquote. The Wileses have asked the kidnappers or anyone with information to contact them immediately. National Flight Services is an aircraft maintenance, repair, and overhaul facility that's been in business since 1972. In addition to its Toledo headquarters and the Lakeland operation, it also has locations in San Antonio and Toronto. The company employs 105 people. The FBI reportedly has few leads, but is pursuing persons of interest. The National Transportation Safety Board is urging the FAA not to let its recent obsession with variances in wiring harness installations distract it from the airline industry's number one real safety threat, runway incursions. NTSB Chairman Mark Rosenker told the New York Times, quote, "Where we are most vulnerable at this moment is on the ground. To me, this is the most dangerous aspect of flying," unquote. The Times reports that in a six-month period ending March 30th, there were 15 serious incursions at U.S. airports. That's compared with 8 for the same period a year earlier. A 16th incursion occurred at Dallas-Fort Worth International on April 6th, when a tug operator failed to hold short of an active runway and pulled a Boeing 777 into the path of a landing airliner, which reportedly missed the tug by about 25 feet. That incident is particularly embarrassing after the FAA has touted the successful testing of runway status lights designed to signal pilots and ground vehicle operators of imminent incursions. Others point out that it's still the pilot in command's responsibility to see and avoid, suggesting that inattention can always thwart well-meaning technology. There's been a spectator death at an air show in Europe over the weekend. The Xinhua News Agency reports a Czech-built Z-37 crop duster, a single-seater, was on takeoff at Kindel, near the city of Eisenach, when it rolled into a crowd at a snack stand. Police officials were quoted as reporting one 45-year-old woman was killed, 10 other people injured, 3 seriously. Among the injured was the pilot, who was reportedly trapped in the cockpit, and 2 children, ages 9 and 14. The cause is under investigation. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There, we'll tell you about these stories. Look for United and Continental to announce a merger on Thursday. Aloha pilots vote to authorize a strike. And will yesterday's referendum save historic Tempelhof Airport? Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, in our weekly discussion of safety issues, I'll talk with CFI Bob Miller of Over the Airwaves, who gets a recommendation on how to reduce the general aviation accident rate from a legendary kit plane designer. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts. Look for them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.